During its regular meeting on December 9, the Rocky View Schools, RVs, Board of Trustees heard the results of multiple feedback sessions held last month with parents and teachers regarding the government's new kindergarten to grade 6 draft curriculum. According to RV's Superintendent Greg Luterbach, the curriculum announced last spring has mobilized many parents and has spurred education groups and school divisions to analyze the curriculum, identifying and sharing concerns about its content. The board announced on April 13 that it would not be piloting the draft curriculum in the 2021-22 school year. At the time, trustees announced they would be working with stakeholders and staff to provide the government with feedback. The board committed to providing feedback to the government on the draft curriculum last spring when we decided not to participate in the piloting, an RV's email statement read. The board expected government to seriously consider the thoughts, concerns and ideas parents, teachers and the board have shared and make changes to the drafts that reflect the feedback provided. RVs hosted several parent and teacher consultations online last month, including two parent sessions held on November 8 and 17, of which, approximately 35 parents attended and provided feedback. According to Luterbach, parents raised concerns the curriculum was too fact-driven, and lacked problem-solving, collaboration, and critical thinking components, as well as the inclusion of superficial indigenous content, and lack of age appropriateness. Parents who attended the info sessions were adamant the curriculum was a step backwards for the province. At times, the sessions were emotional, Luterbach said. Some parents said they are considering leaving the province if the curriculum is implemented as written. Very few positives were mentioned overall. Parents that we heard from were glad RVs did not pilot the drafts and expect government to make significant revisions. The four teacher info sessions held throughout the month of November echoed many of the same sentiments, including age appropriateness, lack of meaningful indigenous content, focus on factoids rather than process, and more. Teachers also felt they lacked resources to support the proposed curriculum and felt it may harm students if implemented in its current form, according to Luterbach. The teachers in attendance were very upset and completely unsupportive of the draft curriculum, he said. They wanted to delay and/or phase its implementation after significant changes are made to reflect what is being said across the province. Feedback from all six sessions has been shared with Alberta Education and will be subsequently shared on RV's website for information. Curriculum review. The Alberta government announced on December 13 it would be taking significant steps to address feedback from parents, teachers, and subject matter experts regarding the new K-6 curriculum. The government's website states it will be working to implement curriculum renewal, including adjusting timelines based on recommendations from a new implementation advisory group that will be established early next year. In light of the feedback it has received, the government seeks to introduce a new draft kindergarten to grade 6 social studies design blueprint, as well as updates to English language arts and literature, fine arts, music, physical education and wellness, and science. Lastly, the government stated it will provide additional engagement opportunities on the draft curriculum social studies design blueprint and draft K-6 curriculum. With these steps, we will ensure Alberta's students are learning from an updated curriculum that prepares them for the future, read a statement on the website. Alberta Teachers Association, ATA, President Jason Schilling issued a statement following the government's decision to halt implementation of the new curriculum, noting it as an important victory for the association and similar advocacy groups. Tens of thousands of Albertans, particularly teachers and parents, got involved and pushed hard with relentless advocacy, he said in the statement. Today I applaud them. This change would never have happened without that tireless effort. When you advocate for students, it works. Schilling went on to state the government's announcement as a step in the right direction, but advocacy efforts must continue. There is a lot of work ahead of us, he said. They still don't have curriculum right. Students are still learning in oversized classes. Funding cuts are looming in the spring budget, and the government opened a whole new front last week in the attack on public education. We will continue to stand for education. The RV's Board of Trustees thanked all parents and teachers for their participation in the draft kindergarten to grade 6 curriculum sessions. Over the two parent and four teacher sessions held in November, we were able to collect rich feedback and perspectives on the draft curriculum and pass that along to Alberta Education, an RV's email statement said. These sessions, along with the board's active participation in the Alberta School Boards Association engagements, are important mechanisms to help improve the draft curriculum. RV's staff and trustees said they are waiting for further information from the government regarding revisions to the initial draft kindergarten to grade 6 curriculum that address concerns shared in RVs and across the province. Carmen Cundy, AirdreeToday.com. Follow me on Twitter @CarmenRCundy.